1 Corinthians 9:24. You can also look up Matthew chapter 7 if you would, but we'll use that in just a few minutes after we use the other ones. So Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 and 8. But 1 Corinthians chapter 9 this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24, if you have that, we'll have you stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's word for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Give you another 30 seconds or so to find that. And it's in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, right after the book of Romans. You'll find 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. It says this: "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Let me read that one more time. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." And this morning we're going to talk about pacing yourself this year. Pacing yourself this year. Let's pray, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house. Thankful, Lord, for those who have come. It's a new year, and I'm excited, Lord, for it, and we are excited for the folks that are here. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Father, be able to make this a great year for each and every one of us, Father. We pray for that now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. One of the most important parts of any race is typically the first lap. What goes on in the first lap is that's usually where they set their pace. They set the pace in the first lap for how they're going to run the rest of the race. Now, if a runner ends up setting a pace too fast, then one thing happens. They're going to have trouble down the road because they're not going to have enough energy to make it through the whole race, or to keep that pace at least through the whole race. And don't worry, I was never a runner. And I had one pace, and it was slow when it came to running, amen. But you have to have a pace if you're a runner, and you set that pace in the beginning. And then what they want to do is when they get right towards the end, that final lap, they want to have enough energy built up that they can kick it kind of into high gear, whatever you want to call it, for that last lap to try to really stretch it out and get there as quickly as they can and try to, of course, win the race is obviously the goal. Now, if they go too slow, they'll get too far behind. And so setting the pace is very, very important as a runner. When a runner gets the pace set correctly, he is achieving his goal. Now, with the coming new year, and that's what we're in, even though it's the sixth of the month, it's the first Sunday of the new year. And I know last Sunday we talked some about the upcoming new year in some of the sermons and Sunday school lessons and all of that stuff. But now we're talking about it's a new year. I believe if you're going to achieve the most that you can achieve this year, you're going to have to set a pace, amen, for your year. And many start off, I think, with great plans. What do they always do? New Year's resolutions, right? Well, they make some plans of some things they're going to change, they're going to do. The only problem is, I think sometimes they set the pace too high. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And then what happens? They see after 3-4 weeks, they're not going to be able to keep this up. And what happens? They kind of fizzle out, don't they? That's what happens a lot. That's happened to me before. It's what happens. We get too big of ideas. Set the pace too high. If we want to accomplish some things, we've got to set the pace the right way. Amen. And God wants for us to set the pace the right way for the new year. And too many don't. That's why they give up, just because they couldn't reach their goals. So, and by the way, there are others that set the pace for their year too low. Some set it too high. Some set it too low. And by setting it too low, what happens? They don't achieve what they could have achieved. what they were quite capable of achieving. They don't do. And so if they would have properly set the pace in the first few weeks, they could have accomplished more. And then many wait too long to try to set the pace. They wait too long to try to get something done for the new year. And then they end up feeling a lot like they have not done what they should have done. Your goal in setting the pace for your year should be to get the greatest potential out of this year, which would be 2013, obviously, but get the greatest potential out of this year that you can possibly get. Settling for what you have always done is not getting the greatest potential out of this year, amen, out of your year, because everybody gets a year, amen. We're not really talking about stewardship in the lesson this morning, but that's really a part of it, amen, is getting the most that you can out of what you got, amen, and doing the most with what you got, especially in the area for God. But don't settle, amen. Every year your potential should be greater than the previous year. If you properly set the pace for your year, then you'll realize that the excitement, the energy, all those things come by reaching towards the end of the year and realizing and looking back what you've been accomplishing that year, whether it's your personal life, if you have a business or something, whether at church, amen, it's imperative to properly set the pace so you can get the most out of each area of your life that you have. Let me give you some thoughts on how to set the pace so you can reach your potential this next year or this year. Number one, ask God to guide you as you set your goals. Ask God to guide you as you set your goals. Look at that Matthew chapter 7 I asked you to look up a minute ago. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Folks, God wants you, or he wants rather to help you, I should say, grow in your life. Amen. He wants to help you grow in your life. He knows what is best for you. He also knows what you're capable of doing. Amen. He knows that. So think about this. We won't look it up for time's sake, but Psalms 127:1 says this: "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." Folks, if God is not involved, one thing's sure: you will fail. God has to be involved in what you're trying to accomplish if you want to be successful. Don't try to do it all by yourself, amen, but ask God to help. You've already been doing that. That's why you failed, amen. Get God involved. Too many have done that, amen. When God helps you set your goals, you'll find that he'll set the pace for your year, amen. That's number one. So ask God to guide you as you set your goals. I'm going to give you about 9 things here. Number two, set a goal that you can immediately accomplish. Our opening verse said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Now think about this. It's not talking about a sprint. It's talking about a marathon. Life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a marathon, amen. Life is a marathon. And so if it's good to get started in the right way, amen, if you're going to get in that race, amen, and you should, get it started right, amen. If you're going to be successful with the rest of your year, you got to get it started right, amen. I believe it's highly important for you to set a goal that you can immediately accomplish so that you can set a pace for the rest of your year. You get something that you can set and that you can accomplish and sink your teeth into it, but you got to get it paced out right away and get it set right away in order to be able to accomplish it. It's very, very important. Now, it's something you can do. It may be a goal that you have worked on in the previous years or year, and maybe it's something that you've been close to accomplishing. But say, this is the year I'm finally going to do it. This is the year I'm finally going to accomplish it. This is the year I'm finally going to finish it. You know, like that 10,000-piece puzzle that you've been working on all those years. No, I'm just kidding. And you lost 5 pieces, and you've been searching for them for years. But I'm not a puzzle person, believe me, but my grandmother used to love puzzles, I'll tell you what. Is anybody puzzle makers in here? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, you like them puzzles, don't you? Yeah. You like puzzles? Wow. That puzzles me. And but my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, she loved puzzles. And she'd work on those things and work on those things and work on those things. And then they'd get all done. And they said, boy, that looked great. Yeah, it looks great. And then you just tear it all up and put it back in the box. I mean, I never could see the point in all that, but I guess it was fun making it. I don't know. I never could get into it too much, but the kind of puzzles I like are those kind. You know, they have those giant pieces about this big, and there's about 10 of them. And I help my daughters do them, you know, like Debbie, and get those things together. And, oh, yeah, it doesn't take long at all. Okay, put it back in the box. But you got to set some goals, amen. Goals you've worked on. If you can get a goal accomplished at the beginning of the year, then you have set your mindset to complete things for the remainder of the year. So you start out with something you've already been working on. And I'm just teasing about the puzzle, but unless that's really, really your big goal. But whatever it is, you know, something that maybe you can accomplish early on. Say, boy, the end of January, I finished it. Now I got to get started on these other goals because I've set the pace for myself. I know where I'm at, and I've set the pace. I'm going to be able to do this, amen? And that's what you need to have. It's encouraging to you, amen? If all your goals are ones that won't be accomplished for a long, long time, what's going to happen? You're going to get discouraged and probably not finish any of them because you're going to say, what's the point? And we all need encouragement at times. What a better way to get that encouragement than to set the goal that you can accomplish right away or immediately. Oh, I think that's important to have some kind of goal like that. Something where you say, hey, listen, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be able to finish this one that I've been working on since all last year or 2 years ago, and now it's going to be done. And then, so you can have, see, we always think it's got to be something that we can accomplish in that entire year and be done. Wait a minute, you can have something you're working on, and you're working on, and you're working on, and you're getting closer to that day. So what could that? That could be a lot of different things. We're not getting a lot of details about it. It could be debts you're paying off. It could be all kinds of different things. It could be something you were saving up for to buy. And you've been working at it, getting a little extra job here to earn some extra money for this and put away in a piggy bank somewhere and someplace. And you finally got to the place where you got it. Now I can go get this item that I wanted to add to our household or whatever it was for your personal use or whatever. And but it's something that you've got set as a goal and something you're working on. And, of course, it applies to spiritual things as well, and there's a lot of that, and we'll talk about some of that in a few minutes. But set, do this, number three, set intermediate goals to accomplish throughout the year. Set intermediate goals to accomplish throughout the year. I believe it's good to have goals within your goals. Amen. It's good to have goals within your goals. Amen. And you get closer to accomplishing the main goal. It, you know, somebody wants to lose weight, amen. So I got to lose 80 pounds, okay? That's me. I'm trying to lose 80 pounds this year, amen. And now I'm almost, I started Wednesday on a diet, amen. I'm almost to 10. But you know what my first goal is? 10 pounds. I've lost over 8 pounds, 8.8 pounds. And so I'm almost to 10. So I'm hoping before next Wednesday, because that's a week, I got 10 pounds, amen. But it starts by having some intermediate goals. What's my overall goal? To lose 80 pounds this year, amen? And so guess what? If I just sit there and say, well, 80 pounds, well, after a couple weeks, I start saying, man, I'm a long ways from 80 pounds. Bless God, I better go back to eating Big Macs and Whoppers and all that good stuff. Because I'll tell you what, you didn't set no intermediate goals. Think about this, for those of you who understand the game of football. Think about how that game works for those of you men and so forth, and maybe some of you ladies who understand it. Think about the game. I picked that game because I know that game, but that is a game that is designed that way if you think about it. I mean, obviously, and I'll try to explain a little bit here just for those maybe who don't know much about it, but in football, the goal is obviously to win the game. I think that's elementary for everybody. Surely all of you understand that. But of course, to win the game, what do you got to do? You got to be the team that scores the most what? Points, right? Okay, we're all together so far, I think. Now, getting those points isn't always going to be easy. You can either get 7 points through a touchdown and the extra point, or 3 points through a field goal. I will not get off into safeties and all of that, but you know, that's really just about the end of how you can score points, but maybe a few other ways, technicalities and so forth with blocked extra points and running it back or something. But basically, touchdowns and field goals. We'll keep it simple. Now, the game of football was set up to be what? A team game, right? It's a team game, working together, but it has overall goals to win the game, but there's intermediate goals on the way to do that. One way is by scoring a touchdown. Another way is by scoring a field goal. Another way is by just simply getting 10 yards, and you get what? Another set of downs with four downs in there to get what? 10 more yards. Once you finally get to the place where you cross the end zone, what do you got? A touchdown. Or if you get close enough that your kicker can kick a field goal, okay, but you had to get first downs most of the time in order to get there because it was intermediate goals inside of the big goal. Amen? You're on offense, the goal is to score a touchdown. That in itself is an intermediate goal because sometimes you can score one touchdown and win the whole game, and this day and age doesn't seem to be that way much, but or you may need to score five touchdowns to win the game. But along the way, even to get a touchdown, you got to keep getting 10 yards and keep getting 10 yards and keep getting 10 yards to keep getting. Of course, you can break a big play and things like that. But the intermediate goal of moving those chains and getting that, that's an intermediate goal. We've got to try to do the same things in life. Amen. Set some intermediate goals inside of our goals. And that's key. It's going to help us on our journey. Amen. If you've got a big goal, set some intermediate goals in there. You're trying to pay something off. You got a couple debts, okay? Look at the smallest debt first and say, boy, the sooner I can pay that off, the better. Once you've paid that off, guess what? Say, boy, I've accomplished something. I owed some money. I had three different bills. Here was this bill. Here was that bill. Here was this bill. This one was the smallest. And then guess what? When you're working on that, one thing to help you out a little bit, we'll talk about stewardship, amen, is if you can get any extra money, pay it on the smallest one first. Because the sooner you can pay that off, that's going to help encourage you about that goal. The only way I wouldn't do it that way is if for some reason that small one, which would be almost unheard of in this day and age, but was a zero interest or something like that, then maybe I'd put the extra money on something that was charging you more interest. But the thing is, when you get that smaller one paid off, what's going to happen? You're going to be encouraged. Instead of sitting there saying, well, let's go down and file for bankruptcy now. And you get that little one done, say, man, now I can start working on the other two. Intermediate goals inside of goals. Just like football, getting first downs for touchdowns, for more points, just like losing weight, just like other things that we could get into, and for time's sake, we won't. Number four, set one goal that stretches you. Set one goal that stretches you. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Hey, God wanted his people to be able to enlarge their capabilities there. Amen. That's what he's saying in that verse. By, guess what? Stretching themselves. Stretching themselves. Amen. You'll never reach success if you don't set some goals that's going to cause you to stretch yourself a little bit. You'll never be able to enlarge your capabilities without stretching yourself a little bit. It takes a little pain sometimes to do that. It takes a little nuisance sometimes to do that. It takes a little inconvenience sometimes to do that. You know what our problem is? We don't like that. We don't like anything that's tough. So what do we always do? So, well, that's tough. I don't want to do that. Wait a minute. If you want to be able to do more and accomplish more and be capable of more, what are you going to do? You're going to stretch yourself sometimes in order to be able to do that. Now, not every goal you set should be like that, or you won't be able to accomplish it. Remember, you've got to set the pace. But I think you should try to set a goal in there that would cause you to stretch yourself a little bit so you can enlarge your capabilities down the road. You know you'll be able to do more later because you've accomplished it before. And that's the reason for a goal like that. You can accomplish it with God's help. Amen. You know what that does? If it's stretching you, you have to rely on God more because he's the one that can help you do it. So you can rely on God more. And that's what we want. We want to rely on God more. That's what God wants, and that's what we should want if we want to be able to increase our capabilities of what we're able to do. Amen? And so, guess what? The strength that you don't have, who has? God. Yeah. So I don't have enough strength to do this. I don't have enough ability to do this. I don't have enough. Rely on God to help you get it done. That's the stretching you, amen. That's the stretching you. So the goal of stretching yourself is that you have grown, amen. Goals are not just set to help you accomplish things, but they also should be set to help you grow in your Christian life. So how can that help me grow? Well, sometimes, I said we're not going to spend a lot of time on stewardship in this sermon this morning, but with your stewardship could be one example. Okay, you decide to give a little more. I said, boy, giving that amount stretches me a little bit more. It's stretching my budget a little bit tighter than what I like it. But wait a minute, what are we going to do? We're going to have to rely on God. Okay, then we're going to be able to accomplish more than what we're normally capable of. But at the same time, what it's done is it's increased our faith. Amen, preacher. It's increased our faith, amen. Because when you've relied on God and you saw God come through 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 all for the whole year, guess what? Next year you say, man, I tell you what, I know one thing, God will come through. Because he always has. It's increased your faith, and then you're relying upon God more because you've got greater faith now because you've stretched yourself and relied on God. And that's what we need to do, amen. Number five. Write all your goals down. Write all your goals down. I'm a big believer in writing things down, amen. I always carry 3x5 cards with me almost everywhere I go, almost all the time. And a pen. You know what that is? Yeah. Brother Hodak. One guy I remembered. I've said this for years. That's your brain. I got that from Brother Bone. He used to say it all the time, amen. That's your brain, amen. That's your brain. You won't remember that well, because I don't remember that well either all the time. But guess what? If I write it down, I don't have to remember all the time, because I can pull a card out of my pocket and say, oh yeah, there we go. So I write things down all the time, because that's my brain, amen? And you get one, and that'll be your brain too, amen? Amen. You need a brain, amen? That's what we all need this year, is a brain. But write goals down so you remember them, amen. People have poor memories sometimes. You'll forget what your goals were, what you set out in some areas. So keep yourself from forgetting your goals by writing them down and keeping them in front of your sight so you're always seeing them, be reminded of them, amen. Throughout the scripture, God tells us to remember many times in the Bible, amen. He didn't trust just to remember what he said, so he wrote a book to remind us, amen. God knew that we would be quick to forget, so what did he do? He wrote it down and gave us the Bible, amen, so we could look it back up and read it again, amen. It's great to memorize scripture, and I'm all for that, but you know what it's nice to be able to do? Because I'm always working on memorizing scripture, but after I've gotten more things memorized, I realize sometimes I get them kind of mixed around a little bit, where this reference is or that, and I usually know where to find it, but sometimes I can't remember all the wording. Or I go back and I'm working on my verses, and I go back and I say, boy, man, I memorized that verse 6 months ago. What is that again? But guess what? It's easy when I can go back and look it up. And then I can work on it again and refresh my memory. That's what God did for us, amen. He wrote it all down. He didn't just say it one time, so we better remember it and pass it on. No, he wrote it down, amen. If we write things down, it'll help us. So whatever goals you set, amen, you should write them down because if they're out of sight, they're out of mind. You know how that goes. Number six. Number six, design a plan to accomplish each goal. Design a plan to accomplish each goal. Goals will never be accomplished if you don't have a plan on how to complete them. That's the truth, amen. You got to have a plan, amen. It just kills me how people plan on doing something, but they have no plan you put in place. You say, how are you going to accomplish this? And, well, we're just going to do it this way. And I say, well, but, you know, I say it involves something that costs money. Well, you're going to have the money to pay for it? Well, I figured I would. When are you going to start earning it? Okay. It'll help if you do something to earn the money, amen, if that's what your plan is, but they got no plan in place. Put a plan in place, amen. You've got to have a plan to accomplish a goal, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be money, but whatever it is, you got to have a plan. Proverbs 24:27 says this. Don't look it up. I'll read it to you. Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Amen. Catch that one more time. I'll read it to you. Prepare thy work without. That's a plan, folks. And make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterwards, build thine house. What were they going to do before they built the house? Put a plan in place on how to accomplish it. Amen, preacher. That's good stuff, even if I say so myself. Amen. It's true. You got to have a plan. Amen. Preparation is what made the house being able to be built in that verse. Maybe I should have had you look it up with me. But this is what do they always have when they build a house, by the way? What do they call them? Well, foundations, yeah. But I'm talking about the plans. Blueprints. Exactly right. Exactly right. Before they ever put the foundation down, but you're right, they start with the foundation. But they got to have the blueprints. Anybody who's a good builder is going to have blueprints on, okay, how are we going to build this? Folks, we got to do the same thing for goals. We may not be building a house, but we might be building a home, amen. We may be building some things for our home or for our people. And I'm not talking about structural things, just I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about other things, financial things, so forth. Building for the future is what we were teaching in my Sunday school class today. And it's important. Got to have a plan. Got to have a plan, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, amen. We've got to have a plan. Before the builder digs the first shovel or of dirt or whatever, or ever hammers a nail or whatever else they do, saws a board, whatever, they've got to have the blueprints drawn up and in place, amen. Setting goals is wonderful, but if you have no plans on how to accomplish those goals, a lot of times you fail, and then you get discouraged. Before a game's ever played, we talked about football a little bit earlier, about those intermediate goals of getting first downs and so forth. Goals within goals, amen. But before they play a football game, they always have a game plan. Amen. At least most of the time. Except when Nebraska plays Wisconsin, amen. But they don't look like they had a game plan there. But they have a game plan, amen. A game plan. Coaches work on it, they practice it, they lay it out for the team, because it's how they're going to try to accomplish their goal, which of course is in a game, it's winning the game. But whatever your goals are, you need to plan, amen. If you're going to go to school and college one day, you need to plan. You need to plan financially. You can't just say, oh, it's going to come together and I'm just going to, when it's time, I'll go. Yeah, well, I tell you one thing, you're probably going to fail. Because you don't have a plan in place on how you're going to accomplish it. You haven't even measured out what the measure is that you need or how you're going to meet it. You've got to have a plan, young people. You've got to have a plan. Whatever it is in life, you've got to have a plan on how you're going to be able to accomplish that goal that you have set. It's very, very, very important, folks. Now, number 65 or number 7. Number 7, I think. Only a few more to go. Immediately start working on your goals. Proverbs 22:13 says this, the slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. Now, I have seen this. A lot of people set goals and even put plans in place. However, they never work the plan. Now, I've stressed quite a bit there for about 3 or 4 minutes about you got to have a plan. And that's great if you have a plan, but you also got to work the plan. If you don't ever put into practice the plan, you know you could have the best plan. You and I could have a goal. I have one goal of trying to accomplish the same thing you're trying to accomplish, and you can have a plan 10 times better than mine. But if I work my plan, and I'm not saying my plan's bad, but if I had a plan and it was decent, I work my plan, and you got that great plan, and you just spend all your time. Look at that plan. Boy, I tell you what, that's a good plan. Boy, I put that plan together. Boy, I tell you what, that plan. Ooh, wow, yeah, I got those blueprints out. Boy, I've got a plan. That's a plan. Ooh, what a plan. Oh, I'm going back to bed now. Ah. You're not going to ever accomplish your plan because you never put it into practice. Amen. The guy that works the plan is the guy that's going to accomplish their goals. The one that has a great plan but doesn't ever work the plan, won't accomplish the goal. So immediately start working on your goals. Don't delay. Amen. Once you set your goals and design your plan, you need to immediately start working towards accomplishing those goals. Dr. Jack Hiles used to say, if he was driving a car somewhere and the car broke down, that he would push his car a few feet closer every day so that it was closer to his destination. It was just a saying, you know, but every day you should be closer to your destination of accomplishing your goals because you're doing something to work on it. Many people plan to do something, but few ever start towards their goal. You got to try to accomplish what you're trying to set out to do. Amen? Even if it's just a little bit. Little bit by little bit. Little bit by little bit. And I'll tell you what, when I read books, and sometimes I delay on reading books, and I like to read, and unfortunately we live in a day and age where people don't like to read, and of course, first and foremost, read the Bible. But I got one of the new books we got back there, that Soul of St. Louis. I told my wife, I said, man, I want to read that book, and I'd heard good things about it, and I went ahead and got it, but I bought one myself, and I said, I want to read that book. Now listen, I just started like 3 days ago, and I've already read like 8 chapters, but I ain't been sitting down reading for hours at a time. Maybe I've read 9 or 10 chapters, but guess what? I read while I'm in the bathroom, amen? I read while I'm waiting for something. I come home, I sit down, and my wife says, supper be ready in 5 minutes. Well, I ain't got nothing I can accomplish in 5 minutes, but I can read some of that book. Amen. I pick that book up and I sit there and I read a few pages of that book while I'm waiting for supper to come on. Amen. Because guess what? I set my mindset, I want to read that book. Well, man, I'm a busy person. I ain't got a lot of extra time, so I'll take advantage of whatever I got. But if that's my goal, to read that book, and that's just a small goal this year for me, amen. But I said, well, I'm going to read that book, and I got some other books I've been wanting to read and so forth, and I'm going to get to those too. But you do it little bit by little bit. What happens a lot of times, we finish a book, we don't get to the next ones. That's what happens to me sometimes. But if you're going to accomplish it, but you got to keep at it. But one thing helps is, like you're reading a book, it's a good book, amen, you want to keep getting back to it. So boy, that was good, wasn't it? Read another page there. But guess what? Whatever your goals are, if you don't work at them, you will not accomplish them. Number 8, or is it 68? Okay, ask someone to hold you accountable. One of the best ways to help you accomplish your goals, don't worry, we're almost done, is to be accountable to someone. Find someone you trust. What are they going to do? Help push you towards your goal. Amen. That's what we want. We want to accomplish something in life, right? If all your goals are privately kept, then you're probably not going to accomplish them. Few people have the initiative to accomplish goals when there's nothing at stake. Amen. When you get someone to whom you are accountable, then you will have to put your name on the line. It's amazing how motivating it is to tell someone what you have accomplished or have not accomplished your goal. I always tell people to set a goal and then set a deadline. People ask me about setting goals. Set a deadline. So I want to have it done by this date. You got to try to figure something out. As I said, some goals could take years. But should set a timeline of some kind and say that, you know, I want to accomplish this by now, because that's going to help hold you accountable. And then when you tell somebody about it, what do they say? They say, how's that goal going? Yeah, I'm working on that. And if you aren't, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go right away and go work on it. Amen. So, yeah, I've been working on that. Yes, sir, brother, I've been working on that. Sure have. And as soon as I rush home, I'll be working on it. Amen. I'll be working on that because it holds you accountable. Amen. Deadlines are the way you hold yourself accountable to people. If you have no deadlines for things to be done, then you'll never get things done. Set a deadline for your intermediate and long-term goals. Tell someone when you will have your goals accomplished. The accountability of a deadline will motivate you to finish. Amen. Number nine, and the last point, number nine, be determined to accomplish your goals. Philippians 3:14 says this, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. The words I press signify that there's a determination for them to get to that mark. The Apostle Paul had a determination to get to that mark. Amen. He was pressing toward it. Ask yourself this, are you going to do anything to challenge yourself this year to accomplish something, amen? I mean, it takes some obstacles sometimes to stop us, but be determined that you're going to go ahead and overcome those obstacles and accomplish those goals. Here's the thing, adversity comes or criticism comes or something like that, and what do? Oh, boy, we can't get it done, it's no use. Not going to be able to accomplish it, might as well throw it to the wind. Might as well give up. Might as well forget about it. Then you give up. You must be determined that you're going to accomplish your goals. I challenge you this year. Make this your best year so far of your life, amen? And it'll be best by you setting some goals and then determining to accomplish them. Have you set any goals? Answer that for yourself. But have you set any goals? And if you have set any goals, have you determined to get them done? I hope that you have. And these are questions that you should immediately ask yourself for our invitation this morning, because you need to have goals. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.